Mandy and I welcome you back to the Chosen's Harmony of the Gospels. We are on day 8, part 1, Jesus defends his Sabbath healings. Jesus defends his Sabbath healings. "Who is this man who told you, 'Pick up your mat and walk'?" they asked. But the man who was healed did not know who it was, because Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that something worse doesn't happen to you." The man went and reported to the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. Jesus responded to them, "My Father is still working, and I am working also." This is why the Jews began trying all the more to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Trouble's coming. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, the Son is not able to do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son likewise does these things. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything he is doing. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. And just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son also gives life to whom he wants." That's a little sneak peek to Lazarus coming up, and boy, won't that be trouble when he raises a man from the dead. "The Father, in fact, judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all people may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, I tell you, an hour is coming and is now when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he has granted to the Son to have life in himself. And he has granted him the right to pass judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because a time is coming when all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good things to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked things to the resurrection of condemnation. I can do nothing on my own. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies about me, and I know that the testimony he gives about me is true. You sent messengers to John, and he testified to the truth. I don't receive human testimony, but I say these things so that you may be saved. John was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But I have a greater testimony than John's because of the works the Father has given me to accomplish. These very works I am doing testify about me that the Father has sent me. The Father who sent me has himself testified about me. You have not heard his voice at any time, and you haven't seen his form. You don't have his word residing in you because you don't believe the one he sent." Right there he's talking to the Pharisees. They don't have God's word in his heart. They're not believing the one that he sent, which is Jesus. "You pore over the scriptures because you think you have eternal life in them, and yet they testify about me. But you are not willing to come to me so that you may have life. I do not accept glory from people, but I know you, that you have no love for God within you. I have come into my Father's name, and yet you don't accept me. If someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe, since you accept glory from one another, but don't seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, because he wrote about me. But if you don't believe what he wrote, how will you believe my words?" Whew, that's a long reading and kind of a heavy one, but there's a lot of great stuff in there. So let's go back a little bit. I love this first part. "Who is the man who told you, 'Pick up your mat and walk'?" they asked, but the man who was healed did not know who he was because Jesus had slipped away. A couple interesting things there. First of all, this poor man had been there for 38 years, which is such a long, long time. But Jesus said, "Pick up your mat and walk," as if to say, your mat is where your home is. Pick up your mat, man, because this is no longer your home. This pool where you've been laying with all these diseased and hurting people and paralyzed people, no longer your home. So pick up your mat and go home. And I love that part. And then I also love this part. But the man who was healed did not know who it was. And that just shows me that people back then didn't have to believe in Jesus first or even know who he was before he would heal them. He had compassion on people who didn't even really understand that he was the Son of God. And I love that about Jesus, that he reached out to this man and he just healed him without the man really knowing and understanding who Jesus even was. Then they were all upset about the Sabbath, and Jesus responded to them, "My Father is still working and I am also working." He's basically saying, guys, God is doing a great thing. I mean, a man who had been crippled for 38 years and laying around this pool for how many years, got up, walked, took his mat, and went back home. Everyone should be having a celebration party, but instead, over in the corner, the Pharisees are like, let's see, he broke this law, he broke that law, it's on the Sabbath, can't carry a mat. I mean, they're just nitpicking everything. They are missing the big picture. Talk about just missing the forest for the trees. You know, they're so concentrated on these little individual things, and we should all just be rejoicing that a man walked. And like I said, this part, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son of Man also gives life to whom he wants. I mean, pretty soon, he's going to want to raise his best friend Lazarus. And that just is so exciting when that happens. And wow, that makes everybody go completely nuts when he raises a man from the dead. But he's trying to show them over and over by what he says and by what he does that I am the Son of God. But people just would not believe. Their hearts were just so hardened. I love this. I can do nothing on my own. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of one who sent me. So again, he's showing he is a son of God. He's just not down here doing his own thing. He is God's son, and he's going to do what God wants him to do. He and the Father are one. Just like, haven't you ever seen twins and how they kind of do actions and do things the same? Well, it's the same. I mean, he's related to God. He is God's son, and he wants to honor his Father by doing only what God says. But boy, God says to go do some amazing things. I love how he gives honor to John. John was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But I have a greater testimony than John's because of the works that the Father has given me to accomplish. These very works I am doing testify about me that the Father has sent me. So once again, he's doing what his Father tells him to do, and Jesus... So once again, he's doing only what the Father tells him to do, and God is saying, do these certain miracles, which brings glory back to God and helps people as well. But they're missing the point over and over that he is the Son of God. And then down here, for if you believe Moses, you would believe me, because he wrote about me. But if you don't believe what he wrote, how will you really believe my words? In Exodus 12, Moses was teaching the people about the Passover and the Passover lamb that was going to be Jesus, that was going to be coming in the future. And at that point, they were sacrificing a lamb every Passover, but pretty soon Jesus would be coming and be the Passover lamb. So it's like Moses was even talking about Jesus way back in the Old Testament. Were the Pharisees listening? No, they weren't. They were too busy taking notes on all the bad things that Jesus was doing. So I hope you enjoyed this today. It was kind of a heavy one, but just over and over, Jesus is saying, I am the Son of God. Believe in me. John talked about him. Moses talked about him. He's doing all these miracles, and their eyes were just completely blind. So I hope your eyes are open to see all the wonderful things that Jesus is doing and that he truly is the Son of God. And come back tomorrow as we learn more about Jesus through the harmony of the Gospels. See you then. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.